two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Utah's reservoirs are actually storing more water right now than they were in August of a year ago, but there are seven reservoirs statewide that are currently below 20% capacity. I'm KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce.
Second, Daybreak is being asked not to water its common areas with low waters at Utah Lake. The lake has a water management plan that means newer users get asked to follow restrictions first. And third, the latest on your drive this afternoon. Let's go to Ricky Meese.
We do have delays for Davis County drivers northbound I-15 going from about Warm Springs Road up to Bountiful and southbound I-15 as you're coming through Layton and Kaysville and then again in Centerville. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thunderstorms moving in and temperatures dropping. I'm Kevin Eubank.
Still 90 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City with KSL's top national stories.
Alex Jones gets socked harder in the wallet. The InfoWars radio TV conspiracy theories host is ordered to pay by a jury in Austin, Texas, an additional $45.2 million in punitive damages. This for Jones repeatedly calling the Sandy Hook School massacre in Connecticut a hoax. Yesterday, the same jury ordered Jones to pay $4 million in compensatory damages to the parents of one of the children killed. 10 dead in a house fire in northeastern Pennsylvania in Nescopeck, southwest of Wilkes-Barre. Volunteer firefighter Harold Baker was on the scene, says the victims include his son, daughter, three grandkids. He says it was a mass of flames when they got there.
That's my biggest thing that's been on me. I couldn't get in there to save them.
Caused the fire under investigation. Update on the lightning strike near the White House yesterday that killed two tourists from Wisconsin, critically injured two others. Now one of the other victims has died. A mixed day for the Wall Street major indexes. The Dow up, the NASDAQ and S&P down. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
All right, let's go in depth here. The Biden administration is declaring monkeypox a public health emergency. With high demand for the vaccine, the FDA is considering using a one-dose vial of the vaccine to administer five separate doses until more of the vaccine can be made. Joining us live on the KSL Newsline, ABC's Alex Stone. That's all gibberish talk to most of us. Alex, can you help explain why that's such a big deal?
Yeah, well, basically, they need vaccine. There is not a lot of vaccine. It's only made in Denmark, and they need more. And so the White House declaring a public health emergency now, CDC saying about 7,100 monkeypox cases in the U.S., California, Florida, Georgia, Texas, Illinois, New York, they have been leading. So they're trying to lift the red tape, make it easier to get the vaccine, but it's only made in that one area. And there's not enough of it in the U.S. The whole world wants it from that one factory. So the FDA is now looking at, can it split up the doses, take one dose meant for one person and then give it to half a dozen or slightly under that, five other people? And would it work? And Dr. Ashish Jha, now the White House COVID coordinator, but also talking about monkeypox. He says they are looking at that.
We don't have a decision. We'll be driven by data and science, but that's what the FDA is looking at right now.
And they want to also increase vaccine production right now, only made in that lab in Denmark. Goal is to get vaccine made here in the U.S., but that takes a lot to do.
Right now, there's one small company in Denmark that's making all the vaccines for the world, and they're going 24/7. What we're doing is trying to expand that capacity, get more manufacturers in, get domestic manufacturers in, so we can start getting a lot more doses made right here in the United States and available to Americans.
But the other part of this is there are some in the healthcare community saying that already the U.S. government is moving too slow, lessons that should have been learned from COVID, that now 7,100 people have it. It is spreading. There has been some misinformation out there indicating that it is sexually transmitted and only in the gay community. Right now, it's been mainly in the LGBTQ community based on interaction skin to skin and sharing clothing and bedding and whatnot. But doctors say they're beginning to see it outside of the LGBTQ community today in Illinois, a child care worker. So the concern is it's going to go beyond there. And they say, despite some of what's been put out there, it is not sexually transmitted, and they want people to know that.
All right, or not just sexually transmitted, I guess, is the proper way to put that. What are they saying about the virus being actually spread through, you know, just on the surface of things, like on a counter or something?
Yeah, it's mainly skin-to-skin transmission of having interaction skin-to-skin. They say there is the potential, but highly unlikely that you're going to get it touching a handle or a doorknob, anything like that. That it's got to be more prolonged skin-to-skin or sharing of things that has had a lot of contact with the skin, like clothing, like bedding, those sorts of things. Not the quick grabbing of a door handle, not that.
All right. Alex, we always appreciate your coverage and your help on these things. ABC News reporter Alex Stone joining us on the KSL Newsline here on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.